Where is the Lost Colony? Chapter 3. Longing for Virginia Dare. Sitting in school, Justin fidgeted while looking at the clock, wanting the hands to move faster so he could go home. Finally home, he rushed through his homework before dinner in the hopes of going straight to bed after dessert. He felt a little guilty about wasting time eating dessert, but it was his favorite, apple pie and ice cream. But that was okay, he told himself. He always dreamed more on a full stomach. Wiping his mouth after the last bite was swallowed, Justin asked if he could leave the table. Yes, Dad said. There's still plenty of daylight left to clean the backyard. What? Justin asked. Clean the backyard, Dad said. I told you if you wanted a dog, then you were responsible for cleaning up after it. You haven't done that in 2 weeks, so today is the day, or Spotty will have to find a new home. Can't I do it this weekend? Justin asked. That's what you said 2 weeks ago, Dad said. No, now. Justin walked outside and sat on the stoop. How can I do this quickly, he thought. The last time it took 2 hours. With a mystery to solve, he didn't want to wait that long before getting back to dream sleuthing. Ashley and their cousins, Josh and Taylor, came out and sat down beside him. You have to clean up the dog stuff. You have to clean up the dog stuff. You, Ashley chanted. Suddenly, Justin's frown became a wide grin. Ashley, I was going to see if you, Josh, and Taylor wanted to play a game with me. But since you were being mean, Justin said nonchalantly. We want to play with you, Josh and Taylor said in unison. What's the game called, Justin? Taylor asked. 15-minute pickup, Justin said. Whoever picks up the most dog stuff in 15 minutes wins. Ashley kicked at the concrete steps with the toe of her shoe. I want to play too, she whined, and I'm going to beat you. I'm going to be the winner. Justin found 4 pairs of gloves and 4 plastic bags. He handed them out and then shouted, go. Within 12 minutes and 29 seconds, all the piles were picked up. I won, I won, Ashley shouted. Justin was grinning when Dad walked outside. Justin, I saw what you did. It wasn't nice to take advantage of the younger kids, Dad said. So go, take your shower and head for bed. Yes, that is exactly what he wanted to do. Justin was a happy camper. Sleep didn't come easy. He was too excited about the prospects of meeting John White. Finally, his dream journey continued. In the sleep fog was an older man sitting on a bench, studying a flower. Are you John White? Asked Justin. The startled man jumped and dropped the rose. Who are you? What do you want to know? And wherever did you get those funny clothes? White asked. Answering in order, Justin said, I'm Justin. I'm looking for the Lost Colony so my grandpa can take me to the Outer Banks. And I think my mom bought these pajamas at the local department store. Looking totally confused, White stared at Justin for a few moments. I don't know where the colonists are now, White said with a sad tone in his voice. I was just thinking of my granddaughter, Virginia Dare, and the Harvey baby. Wondering if either has survived that untamed land of Virginia. Justin shook his head. No, they weren't in Virginia. They were in North Carolina, Justin said. You ask me questions and then dispute my answers? White asked. The land of Virginia, named for Queen Elizabeth, the Virgin Queen, has no place called North Carol, whatever that place is you mentioned. I know where I left them, and they weren't to be found when I returned. White told Justin that his granddaughter was the first baby born of English parents in the land of Virginia in the Roanoke colony. He couldn't remember when baby Harvey was born, but Virginia was born on August 18th, 1587, to his daughter Eleanor and her husband Ananias. I left to get supplies, but it took me 3 years to return. There was little left of the colony when I arrived back there, said White. While I waited to return there, I carved a fine chair for my granddaughter so she could sit with me by the fireplace. Now the rocker sits empty. If only the captain had allowed me to search for my family before leaving Roanoke. Did you find any clues? Justin asked. Only a couple, White responded. We had arranged a signal in case they were taken away against their will. But they didn't leave that signal, so they must have gone willingly. The only clue was a carving in a tree that spelled out. Justin suddenly woke up to find Spotty trying to pull the covers off him. The dog wanted to go outside, sooner rather than later, judging by his excited tail wagging. When his feet hit the cold floor, Justin knew that his dream travel was done for the day. This has been a reading of Where is the Lost Colony, made available by the North Carolina Press Foundation, written by Sandy Siemens, editor of the Outer Banks Sentinel, read by Mary Miller of the New York News Publishers Association, NIE program, and sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation.